Hello, hello everyone, and welcome to Session 3 of the Lesser Halls game of Star Trek Adventures. My name is ELH, the Game Master, and joining me are three lovely, brand new role players to Star Trek Adventures. If you want to know the specific year and setting, we're set in my own custom little universe, the ELH universe, roughly around 2416, 2417, somewhere in that nature. But I figure, you know, since this was a two-parter, let's just go straight into play. So real quick, let's have everyone introduce themselves, and then we'll do a quick supplemental, and then we'll see what happens. So let's start with Drill and go around.
Hi, I'm Drill or Drillian. I play Ensign Keela, the Zahian engineer.
Hello, I'm Picardi. I play Ensign Shrez, the engineer.
Hi, I'm C4A, and I play Ensign Gemma Solaris, the Zebolian engineer.
There you go. A lot of engineers for some reason. I wonder why that is. Anyways, Cardi, I think Trill has the opening logs. Let me actually
get
the opening narration. And just to sort of set the scene as you're giving this log, since there was a little bit of confusion, let's make the official declaration as... Keela and Solaris are getting the jellyfish out of the room, so they're in the process of getting the jellyfish out of the room. Maybe Thrill kind of picks up a tricorder and goes, supplemental log, etc., etc.
Yep. That's the plan. Standing above the one I've just taken out, Ensign's log, supplemental. What was supposed to be a tough but relatively routine task has become more complicated than we first estimated. We came in with this funny feeling, so we tried to be as cautious as possible, though who would have thought that the ship would be hiding missiles and possibly other weapons, but also guided by a Cardassian missile dinosaur. The ship has been guided by a Cardassian missile system, which has entered the computer system such as a virus, and is more... and it's the possible cause for our loss of communications at the Phoenix. Just to make things more complicated, I start walking up to you guys who are trying to push them out, and I just guide to push out, like I just do a big shove with you guys. These jellyfish called the Altsia have been roaming everywhere. When they get angered, they try to zap you, and that has not helped me repairing this computer. Oh yeah, just to make things more challenging, the speed of the ship has moved from warp 1 to warp 5, changing it from 2.5 days to around 45 minutes, give or take 10-15 minutes, if my old warp speed calculations are correct. I'm just about to ask my crew if there's any suggestions on how we can deal with this. Guys, is there any suggestions on how we can deal with this? Log out.
Love it. You can have a momentum for that. Why not? All right. But yeah, as you finally give one kind of collective push to get the jellyfish out of the room, you know, you finally push them into the connecting shaft that connects all the cargo holds on the Centauri's class freighter, and they go and do jellyfish things, but you shut the door behind them. You finally have the engine room to yourself. What do you guys want to do? Again, as a reminder, you have roughly about 45 minutes until you arrive at the black hole, but there's still sort of that question of, why a black hole to begin with? So you're still kind of in the dark here, but you do have a pressing matter to attend to. But yes. I did want to give this time for you guys to roleplay, because I feel like I didn't give you guys enough time in the last session. So I'm more or less going to let you guys drive the session this time rather than me drive it, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Okay, cool. All right. As I'm in charge, I got some ideas, but I want to get ideas from you guys first, because we're all engineers here, and some of you guys have better ideas than me on how you deal with this engine warp core, but I've got the manual here, and I've got some ideas. And I think the first step is disable this thing. Then I've got an idea how to get rid of the computer virus, but it might cause the ship to stop. And then the last part is getting communications back. But I think the first thing is all three of us need to get this warp core back online. Any suggestions?
Yeah, as long as we don't stop too close to the black hole and we can't, you know, get out.
Is it the worst thing if we just stop moving?
It could be if we're
too close to the black hole. Yes.
Right. Yeah.
One thing is, we do have a ship that's following us that has a very good tractor beam. So that is a plus there. Another thing is, if we don't stop anyway, we're going to be in the black hole. So let's stop the ship.
Okay.
Okay.
How was it? How are you going with overriding that code?
The distraction sort of made it so it came a little less. I've got another method of attack though that I want to try out. But I think I'm going to do a factory reset.
Okay. How can I help?
First off, let's get rid of this. I think all three of us need to do it with the warp core. I think we've got to disable the reactant, both the antimatter and the matter reactor. The problem is we have to do this manually.
Nice.
All right.
And also, to make it worse, I'm guessing the Cardassian virus will want us to not do this, so the automatic systems will be against us.
Okay.
Rock and roll.
Let's do it. Let's get our hands dirty.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So the steps are, according to the manual, we're going to release at the same time the antimatter and the matter chambers, vent the gas overboard, and that should stop the system. And yeah, but we've got to close them off before and then vent the plasma simultaneously.
Okay. So,
luckily for us, the core itself is separate from the actual antimatter matter reactor chamber is separate than the core, because this is the old version of the ship. So it's a little setup different, so we can communicate and yell at each other quite easily. So who wants to do antimatter? Who wants to deal with matter?
I will do antimatter.
I'll do matter.
All right, and I'll make sure the core, I prevent the gas from the core.
It's all right, guys. We all matter.
That means a lot.
All right, let's do this.
Let's go.
Just for giggles mostly, but where are you guys putting TM? Is TM going to stay with Thrill or?
Good question. Maybe TM should come because TM could if we need help pulling something or pushing something, TM could
You might help. Notice that I'm getting angrier and angrier. I'm trying to repress it.
Noted.
And maybe not a little animal around your feet would be a good idea.
Okay. So we'll say for sake of argument that TM will go with Keela on this one. So the way this is going to work is I'm going to require two things. Actually, you know what? Let me offer you a choice, because I always offer this to other groups, and since you guys are new, I want to provide that same opportunity. So traditionally what I usually do for roles like this is I either let you guys do a high difficulty single roll, wherein you just roll once, you either pass or fail, and if you pass, well great, you finish the problem, you're big heroes. Or if you fail, you know, you still can try it again, but obviously maybe a complication happens. That's option one. Option two is we can actually make this an extended task where we actually track the time it takes for you to accomplish the task. Now, the benefit of doing that is it's lower difficulty, theoretically easier to do, but time becomes a factor, meaning that if you run out of time, you run out of time. So what would you guys prefer to do? Would you prefer to do option one or option two?
Question.
Yes.
Has our determination, do we have a determination now that we're in a new session?
Yes.
Or have we spent it from last time? Okay. Because that would.
So we gained the two, one from chat and one from.
Do we get one from chat?
No, I don't see any redeems from chat. You have one, I think you have one from what I gave you for the log right now.
Okay.
We had one from last game. Does that carry over?
Yeah, that'll carry over. So you would have
two. So we have two. Okay.
Okay. I don't like timed. I don't.
Let's do the one big one.
Yeah.
Because we have our determination, we could use that for extra things.
If we want to do that, we'd have to buy one fret to get two more dice. We can afford one dice.
Yeah. So the way it works, just as a reminder, is if you use your determination, if you wanted a third die, it would be two momentum or two threat, or one momentum, one threat. However you want to split it up. Because the termination counts as a dice that's already rolled a one. So that's I know it gets a little complicated, but it's once you get it, it's, even in Euthenia, I have to remind myself sometimes. But Let me outline it, and you guys can decide what kind of dice you want to buy here. So the difficulty is going to be a 5, but the good news is that you can assist each other on this. But the caveat is only one of you can assist the main roller. So one of you has to designate yourself as the primary, and then one of you is going to have to be the, you know, support. As a reminder, support's only rolling one die with or without a focus. And then what I would tell you is this is probably going to be a daring and engineering. I was thinking control, but since you are fighting a Cardassian AI, I think daring is an appropriate attribute to use here. So let's see. Daring, engineering, difficulty of 5. If you have anything related to matter, antimatter, anything related to warp core mechanics, anything related to emergencies procedures, anything related to even...
I got Starfleet Protocol.
That was, yeah, the next one. Starfleet Protocol would be another big one.
I have Starship Construction.
Would
got
be
transporters
one.
And replicators, but, you know, dealing with energy of that variety. If we can stretch that.
I think in this instance, we can't stretch transporters and replicators, unfortunately.
Okay.
But the Starship Construction I could give you because it's an older ship. I could give it to you for that.
What about jury-rigging?
Jury-rigging I could give you. Yeah, I could give you jury-rigging.
Daring and engineering is my highest stats, so I got a 15 on the die for that.
Whoa.
Take it away.
Yeah, my daring is 8.
Same.
Engineering 4.
Yeah.
My guy's daring guy. All right. I'll take that. Who wants it? So only one assist or can both assist?
Actually, I'll revise what I said earlier. I'll let there be both assists, but the complication range will increase.
Okay.
2.
All right, I'm gonna buy
just so it's so that you guys know what that is. If you both assist, I'll make the complication range a 17 to 20, which means instead of it only being 20, anything from 17 to 20 will be a complication.
Yeah. Okay.
And I want to spend determination to get that friendly die roll. All
right. Already start set up with the 2 free successes.
I understand machines better than people.
Hopefully, yes.
And now I do still the so I only got 2 dice then.
Yeah, so if you want a third, it would be either that 2 momentum or a momentum and a threat or 2 threat. And if you wanted 4 dice total, you'd be giving me 2 momentum and 3 threat.
Okay. So was it determination 2 momentum?
Determination is an automatic success.
An automatic critical success, correct. Yeah. Yes. And
it's not an extra dice.
Yeah, to spend determination, you just, again, you tie it to a value. You don't have to spend momentum to use it.
Okay, cool. Well, then I'll use the 2 momentum to buy another die.
Okay. So rolling 3 dice total. Let's see what you get. And chat just gave you a momentum as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So we're back to 2.
Well, no, you're back to 1 because remember the momentum, the third die is 2 in this instance.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, wow.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Does he even need an assist? Wow. Honestly.
Well, it doesn't hurt to get the assist.
Well, you say that.
It can.
Oh, yeah, if we roll a complication.
I'm going to save it.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, it was a success.
It was all that research that I spent nights just going over actual technical
You did good, Drill.
Yes.
So I think that's what we'll go with then, is that, you know, Kilo, you go to the left, Solaris, you go to the right. Thrill, you stay in the middle coordinating. And you guys literally, like, it's not like classic TOS where you're pulling levers and you're like, you know, twirling dials, but it's pretty close where you're still having to do a lot of manual labor here. But with the 3 of you working together, you know, shouting back and forth and timing your twists of the knob or whatever, the hum of the warp core begins to die off until suddenly you realize that there is no ambient noise anymore. I mean, life support's still going, but that sort of steady thrum of the warp core has died down until it is no longer a present factor. And the other benefit is that while the inertial dampeners make it so you don't actually feel deceleration, you can confirm that you're no longer traveling at warp. You've come to a full stop.
I know we're all thinking it, but I'll just say it. It's quiet.
Too quiet.
Too quiet.
Yeah. I hate it. I want to get this working as soon as possible, but we got to get rid of something first.
It's better than getting into a black hole.
Do we get 2 momentum back from that?
You do. You actually get 2 momentum back, which means you should be at 3 overall, and you can roll your untapped potential.
All right. So, I think the next steps is I try to do a factory reset of the computer. And then at least one of you try to get communications back online.
Okay.
If somebody wants to try to help me with the computer, that might be good, because last time
I will assist. Up, yeah, I'll assist with the computer.
I'll work on communications.
So I have to ask a very important question, which I don't think has come up yet, but I find it funny. Mm-hmm. How's everybody doing in terms of color blindness? Anybody blind at any colors? Oh.
That's a good question.
No, I'm not. I'm
sure. I don't this should be good. Think so.
My character's not. I'm currently not wearing glasses, so I can't see, but it's fine.
There's not much information about Zahian, so I don't think they are blind to any colors.
Actually, it is a Bajoran.
Well, the reason I ask is because most of this work for all three of you is going to be old school, like isolinear chips, where you're having to pull out certain colors, put those certain colors in different slots. So I wanted to, you know, see if anybody had that in mind. And if you want to retcon and say you do, that's perfectly okay.
How did you get through school?
Well, the new computers don't do that.
It's the future.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Listen, yeah, no, I don't.
This is TOS OSHA. This is before TG OSHA, where they actually, you know.
Yeah.
See a pipe that says, what is it, like GNDN?
Mm-hmm. Something.
See
like
that anywhere?
All right. So the way this is going to work is, since the warp core is off and you're no longer in immediate danger, this is going to be a control engineering. The difficulty is still going to be a 4, at least for the computer part. For communications, though, communications will just be a 2, so that's very easy. So let's do communications first, and then do the main computer, because you never know what momentum might help you here. Yep. So yeah, Solaris, if you want to give me a control engineering, you would have a focus here, and again, the difficulty here is 2. Okay, interesting. Oh! So you will succeed, but there will be a complication.
Would you like
to make the complication, or should I have one?
Go ahead.
Okay. And that's something I'm going to do, you know, as we get a little more comfortable, is I'm actually going to let you guys have the chance to come up with a complication, because sometimes you guys have good ideas, and I want to capitalize on that.
Okay.
But yeah, Solaris, what happens is you go to, say, panel juncture C9, whatever, and you pull off the panel, and what you realize is that there's good and bad news. The good news is that the isolinear chips are there. The bad news is that the sudden deceleration has, for lack of a better term, knock them all out, so they're just kind of lying in a pile at the bottom of the panel there. So you're having to like pick up each piece and like look at it and put it back, and it's just taking you time is what it is here. And what the complication is going to be is that by the time you finish, you realize that that was a C9 juncture, not a C7 juncture. So you have to do it again. So what that means in a narrative sense is that the others are not going to be able to benefit from any momentum that you would have gained. So a fairly benign complication, just a time loss, but still, you know, narratively, that's what's happening.
We can say I'm still stressed from earlier.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
All right. Returning to the others, though, tell me a little bit about how you're approaching the factory reset. Are you going to be literally isolinear chipping? Are you going to push and hold the reset button? Tell me a little bit about that.
All right, so factory reset. So yeah, probably isolinear chipping, like finding the backup system and then just replacing it, and like taking out the things, like turning the power off, turning it on and off again.
So rearranging the chips to the factory reset position, basically.
Taking out the memory and replacing and the hard drive replacing it with a backup version.
Oh, okay, great. Much.
Yeah. Then yeah, I would say control engineering, and the difficulty will be a 4. And Keela, if you're assisting, remember it's the 1 die.
All right, I'm gonna take him. I'm gonna take a moment, another dice.
Okay, for 1 momentum.
I think, yep. So that's 1 more. Okay, I can take 2 then. So I'll make it so I'll have 4.
Do okay, I use so a focus here?
You can, yeah.
Do I have one?
And yeah, for the, if you want to roll 4 dice, it would be 3 momentum total.
Yeah, we have just 3. Should I use it all, or should it be, let's, or should we save some for the next complication?
I don't,
I mean, we've stopped.
We're not going anywhere.
So, yeah. Save it.
All right, also, let's take 1 then.
1, okay.
So it's control engineering, 3d20, and
can
I'm
I use
focusing.
My starship construction?
Yeah, I'll give it to you.
Yeah,
because
okay.
Yeah, you got to know where the factory reset hard drive is, as we're calling it.
Well, so, yeah.
All right, there's
this is old school.
Oh.
Okay, so that's only going to be 2 successes with a complication. And I know we did went over this last time, but do you want to challenge a value, or do you just want to take this hit here where your factory reset doesn't work?
Probably take the hit.
All right, so, and this is interesting because, you know, Solaris, you're just, you know, you're over in the left side of the engineering room, you know, you're doing your thing, when all of a sudden you're interrupted because a Cardassian voice begins to come over the computer system. Hasn't really vocalized up to this point, so this is kind of new for everybody, but a red alert also begins sounding at the same time, and the Cardassian voice says, "Alert! Alert! Maquis detected. Eliminating Maquis." And coming out of the life support system, coming out of the vents in the room, a gas begins to roll out of it. And
how did
suits? Say,
what did you do? And does anyone speak Cardassian?
Well, the good news is that your universal translators on your com badge still work, so you still understand.
Excellent. Okay. Okay.
The bad news, though, is that what I'm going to do is for every round that passes, so we're not technically in combat, we're going to still go by rounds, though. Every round, I'm going to need a fitness and a security, or no, a fitness and a medicine from everybody. And if you fail the fitness medicine, you go unconscious.
Oh, poop.
Excellent. Low right. Fitness, but I think I do have medicine.
Yeah. I have 10 fitness, but like 1 medicine.
Oh,
you still got a higher number than I do.
Yeah, same.
So the good news, though, is that for this first round, I'm not going to require the roll because it's just starting. But what are you guys going to do about the fact that you now have who knows what gas venting into the space?
Keela's going to whoop out her tricorder and identify it.
Okay. Keela, I'd like you to give me a reason medicine difficulty of 2. If you have anything related to, not xenobiology, but I could give you chemistry, I could give you anesthetics.
The only thing I have is escape and avoidance.
Yeah, it wouldn't help you here, unfortunately.
No.
All right, hey, you get your 2 successes. So good news, it's just anesthazine gas, which will just knock you out for a while.
Okay, so it's not toxic, guys. We'll just go to sleep. So we won't die. Don't worry.
Don't want to fall asleep right now.
It's still inconvenient, yeah.
I want to grow where we store, like, to place the hazard suits in this room, because this is where we...
Yeah, can we put our helmets back on?
Yes, you can. However... Okay. The complication that I'm going to use using a little bit of threat is that when you go to put back on the environmental suits, the sealed environment, what you realize is that in the process of getting the jellyfish out of the room, one of the suits has been punctured, meaning that you have 2 sealed environmental suits, but one is not a sealed environment. And to further complicate things, TM does not have an environmental suit.
Well, TM can fall asleep if it's safe. But I'm going to grab one of the environmental helmets and shove it straight now I can't remember names
How
anymore.
Do we know? Like, do we know which one's which, or are we just pulling and hoping for the best?
I mean, you're capable engineers. You know which suit is broken, more or less.
Okay.
Kilo will say, like, okay, you guys take it. You take it. You're doing communications, and you're the head. And then I'm just support. So you guys take it. It's okay. If I fall asleep, it's totally fine. I could use a nap anyway.
I do pass it straight to Gemma automatically because you're doing communications. Are you sure? I know I go to you. Kilo, are you sure? Like,
I just, no questions, man. Take it.
I've been doing terribly with my computer skills right now. Are you sure?
Yes. Look, I'm the mechanical engineer. You're the computer engineer. That's your specialty.
Right. Make sure you're just in a safe position when you fall asleep.
I'll do my best.
Helmet off.
So, Solaris, right. What are you doing for the round then?
I guess I'm donning a suit.
All right, which then means, Thrill and Solaris, you guys get your suits on. You don't have to make the roll. But Keela, I am going to need that fitness medicine difficulty of 1 to see if the anesthetizing gas does knock you out. You're fine, actually. You get a momentum back. Very nice. So, yeah, you feel fine. Maybe a little bit lightheaded, but nah, you're fine. Everything's fine.
She's doing those really slow closed breaths. Controlled, not like she's not gonna hyperventilate. She's controlled.
I say, if anything later, we can I'll carry you out if I got you, fam.
Yeah, how would you like to continue to tackle the problem?
While it was bad, like I didn't get to do it before. I think it was mostly due to trying to rush it. So I think we're just gonna turn the computer off for a little bit, then. Try to do a factory reset while it's off.
Smart.
Yeah. So let's try turning this thing off.
Okay.
So the good news is that it's to just turn the thing off. Easy to do, but it's still going to require a roll because of the Cardassian AI in the system. So if you want to give me a control engineering difficulty of 2, and we'll let the succeed at cost. So it's still going to turn off no matter what you do. But just remember that succeeding at cost means that if you don't get the 2 successes, complications come into play.
Yep.
Of course.
All right. Again, take 1 more die. And can I get an assist still that you're still awake?
Yeah. You're still awake. So go for it.
I will assist.
Thank you.
It was control engineering?
It is indeed.
Yep.
And can I still use my starship construction?
You certainly may. No help on an assist, but you still got your 2 successes, which is what matters. So this time when you pull the plug, metaphorically, or maybe physically, who knows, this time there is an even more noticeable absence of noise, because when you pull the computer, you disable almost everything that the computer was running. So that's life support. That's the grav plating.
Yep, I knew that was gonna happen.
That's everything. The lights stay on because the lights are on a separate system. But,
of course they are.
As you turn off the computer, those of you in environmental suits, you stay anchored to the deck because they have mag boots. But for Keela and TM, who don't have sealed environmental suits, you begin to drift into the air a little bit.
Ooh. And she's just kind of like enjoying the weightlessness.
Like Solaris is like trying to hold down all the pieces that are like starting to rise. It's like, do you mind?
I didn't want to do it. I had to though. So just give me a minute.
Hila like grabs a panel and like does a flip in the air.
Now they're going on that Scooby-Doo thing where he's like doing swimming motions through the air.
Yeah. And we're like holding hands and spinning in a circle.
It's like the ultimate air mattress. Take a nap on air.
Yeah, what I would say at this point is, Solaris, you finally, you have to grab the piece as it begins to float away, but you grab the piece, you slot in the last isolinear chip, and almost immediately, you get a chirp on your communicator.
Yes.
didn't answer it. You just did to fix the system.
Okay.
I'm going to check if the shields are still up.
Well, you disabled the warp core, so the shields are no longer up.
Cool. I was just making sure there wasn't a separate system that somebody hacked in that made.
So, yeah, cool. I mean, as you have to remember, it's an old freighter, so if they were to put something like extra shielding on, you would have noticed before you came over.
Yep. Cool.
But interestingly, it's not Captain Astier that answers you over the comm. It's a new voice. It's a voice that is Cardassian that doesn't make any sense. At least at first, like it's kind of the universal translators playing catch up, but eventually you kind of get Darewolf, I see what you're doing.
I relish in this opportunity.
Yeah, so it's one of those things where your universal translator kicks in mid-sentence, and what you hear is, well, I didn't expect Starfleet to have picked up on us this quickly. We seem to be in an impasse. You have what I want. You obviously want to get out alive. Why don't we talk face to face?
Hey guys, anyone want a rendezvous?
Can I scan for our ship? Like, can I send, like, I can't, like, with my little scanner, can I even sense our ship at anywhere? Or is it
Solaris is going to ask, what exactly is it on board that they want? What was so important to risk sending to a black hole?
I think it would be best to say that in person. Looks like you've disabled most of the power systems. I could simply beam you away, but in the interests of remaining civil, why don't I beam to you?
Keela is floating somewhere in the room. She's going to quietly tap her badge and see if she can call the Phoenix.
You're still not reaching the Phoenix. You're reaching some unknown entity outside of the ship, but it's not the Phoenix.
Come over. We'll have a chat.
But guys, don't disable the gravity, anti-gravity.
No. And they're more familiar. They're more familiar with this ship. It's more of their home turf, so they would probably have advantage on moving about.
Yes, but if we can distract them enough, our ship should be coming in soon.
I can handle the distraction. Trust me.
Be careful. This is probably going to be. This is not like a simple engineering thing. This is an armed Cardassian.
Yes. Wait, is the gas still coming in the room, or did that stop?
No, you shut off the computer, so that stopped.
Okay. Yeah, oxygen's going to be a thing. We should have a little bit of time, though. Maybe a few
hours.
Yeah,
you've got maybe about an hour, 2 hours of oxygen before you have to start worrying about it.
You guys got suits. You're good. Let him come.
So, once you've confirmed that whoever this Cardassian voice is can come over, there is maybe about a minute where you're like, are they coming? And then you see and hear that sort of orange, almost beige hue of a Cardassian transporter. And materializing in the space is just one Cardassian. He is in an EV suit, unfortunately. But he doesn't appear to be carrying any weapons, at least not readily. I mean, he still has, like, a disruptor at his belt, but he's not carrying it, is the key distinction here. And as he beams in, you see two very important things about him through the helmet of his EV suit. The first is that he's missing his left eye, and over that left eye is almost like a comical, like, eye patch. The second thing you're noticing is that his stature is a little bit lopsided, like he's favoring his left side more than his right side. And to further supplement that image, he's actually using a cane as well. So what that means is as he materializes into the space, let me check Discord. Solaris, you can do that. Any opportunity? Sorry, I'm just seeing that message on Discord. Yeah, you can do that. What I would say is as the Cardassian materializes, he kind of stops, he looks around, and he goes, Well, you've done quite the number to your own ship. That's very interesting. But,
So,
man. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
I was just gonna say, when he materializes, he's gonna see Thrill and Solaris wherever they're standing, and then Kila will have maneuvered herself to the ceiling and somehow hooked her feet into something, so she's actually standing on the ceiling, and then she's got like she moved TM next to her somehow, and then whatever TM wants to do, and she has her phaser out ready, but not like I'm gonna shoot you, just like I have it, and then she's gonna be like but upside down on the ceiling.
I like it. I like a good
Okay,
mental hold.
Dracula. Basically.
Good manage, yeah. Tell you what, I'll give you momentum. That amuses me. I'll give you momentum. There you
And I reply, it was better than being spaghettified by a black hole. And anyway, this is easy. This is like an easy fix for us.
Yes, I can see that you are quite capable engineers if you've managed to defeat the AI. Very well. In the interests of diplomacy, I will. What is the human expression? Reveal my master plan or something along those lines?
As long as you don't maniacally laugh afterward, take it away.
Why would I laugh? I don't understand. What's the point of laughing afterwards?
I'm not sure. It's like a human
It's
thing. I don't
a
know.
spiel. I saw a film about it. I don't know. Carry on.
Right. Anyways, my name is Marak. I represent a element of the Cardassian civilians that are, shall we say, analogous to your, well, former Maquis. I don't know if any Maquis survived to this day, but the old Maquis, the frontiersmen, the separatists, almost, if you will. And to put it plainly, our colonies could use what is on this ship.
Hang on here.
The
What the heck does a
Joe.
colony of people need with like photons?
Well, we have to be able to defend ourselves.
You got the sheet? I mean,
Do
you got the
you also need the Ultia? Is that?
Well,
Well, yeah,
yes,
those are
we.
farm animals.
Yeah, they're farm animals. We need them for their meat. We need them for their milk. Power generation too, in a pinch.
That milk is really good, by the way. Not bad. Just saying. I had some earlier. And she'll stop talking.
So you want to take supplies that are required for another group that desperately need them as well for your own use instead of just asking for assistance.
That's the thing. At least as far as I'm aware, the colony that these and emotions around at the ship. That this is destined for, or was destined for, they are doing just fine. They have replicators, they have energy stores, they can survive a misshipment. In my case, with our colonies, we don't have that luxury, unfortunately. We are not a part of your vaunted federation. We can't just ask for help. It's not that easy. Trust me, if there were a way to do this that would actually get us what we need, I would have gone through official channels, but this is very much a matter of life and death for the colony.
I settle up closer to yeah, my names
Solaris? Solaris?
Solaris, and say,
That one?
I am not a diplomat. What the
I'm trying to negotiate. Hold on.
hell are
So,
you gonna do? Okay.
and Keela will also be whispering because she'll like be right above you guys. Should we see if we can contact the captain? Because like we're just engineers. What do we weren't trained for this. We just fix things
Be
or
fine.
break them.
All right. Unfortunately, even though you're like, even we have that, we can do a discussion. We'll see what we can do. I don't know if we are able to give you some of these missiles, though. Like that's something that might sort of be tricky for us.
Well, how would you suggest we defend ourselves? For example, if we do take everything but the weapons, what's to stop, say, your ship, I think it's called the Phoenix? What's to stop the Phoenix from just swooping in and taking everything back?
Well, if you do a deal with us, then we will make sure that it gets honored by the Federation.
It's awfully convenient that you showed up now after everything's been disabled, as opposed to before, when you clearly have capability and means of getting on board.
Solaris, I'd like you to roll me a insight and either a command or a con here. And the difficulty will be a 2.
Insight.
And if you have anything related to empathy, anything related to people reading, body language, any focus
observation,
like that,
negotiation,
I'll give it
people
to you.
Person. Okay.
Give it to you.
Oh, the opposite of me.
All of the above.
Mine is only like machines.
3 successes. Ooh. You actually get a momentum back.
Nice.
So I'm going to say something obvious, but then I'll clarify. He's definitely hiding something, but it's both good and bad. Actually, maybe more neutral would be kind of a thing. He does seem to be coming to you in good faith, but he does seem to have, or at least based on the way he's talking with you and the way he's positioned, he's not, again, going for his disruptor, but he does seem to have a backup plan, if that makes any sense. Like, if negotiations do not go the way he want, you get the sense that he has something prepared.
Mm-hmm. She's gonna... Oh, God, is it... Do the environmental suits, do they have inner channels of communication as opposed to just there's only one way to speak? Because
no,
it's like...
You can communicate EV to EV suit in privacy.
Okay.
It would
okay.
just mean that you couldn't get to say Keela, unfortunately.
Oh, okay. Well, then I would tell Shiraz that he's definitely acting sus.
To know, I would have no idea. this Cardassian doing a normal everyday Cardassian thing.
Keela, next time we'll work on our field hand signals and for next time. So,
yeah, we got it. We can practice that.
Okay.
Keela will speak up and she'll be like, I have a question. Why can't we communicate with our own ship? That doesn't seem very friendly, man.
Yeah, and if I let you communicate with your ship, diplomats will get involved. And I get the sense that you all are really the people I need to be negotiating with, because diplomats are diplomats. They'll... what's the human expression? They'll mess with you 6 ways to Sundays or something like that.
None of us are human. We have no idea what you're talking about.
You do realize, well, obviously you don't. We don't do words. Well, Solaris, you know, but we're engineers. How are we? These are the conversations that I did not sign up for. And I don't believe we all signed up for initially. Solaris does a little bit of different stuff. But like, how do you, in your mind, think we are the best people to talk to? That makes zero sense.
Well, because you're going to be the ones that determine whether I have to blow this ship up or whether you get to keep the ship and lose the cargo.
I didn't sign up for this. I just wanted to be an engineer. She'll say this mostly to herself. She's starting to stress out.
Solaris is going to like reach up and like tap the top of her helmet and be like, it's fine. It's
fine. Now look what you did.
I mean, like, and then she'll like reach for TM and just like hug TM. Just be like, I just wanted to fix machines, and now I'm in a political conversation, and I just like, now people's lives are in my hands, and I just, and she'll just continue to ramble.
So say we do give you what you ask for, what proof do you have that this other colony isn't actually in need, and what can you guarantee our safety? Like, can you guarantee our safety if we agree to your terms?
So Marak kind of thinks for a moment, maybe puts a chin to his helmet, or chin to his helmet, hand to his helmet, and goes, in the interests of diplomacy, I will do this. And if you let him, he'll walk over to a panel and begin entering in a sequence into the offline computer. Now the question is, do you let him?
I think Keela would probably push off from her position, suddenly like back composed, like snap, like we need to do, like officer, right? And she'll like kick off the ceiling towards him and just like open hand knock his hand away, and then like continue and whack into the wall or something.
I'll try to do that first and stop you, but I want to observe what he's doing, like being able to get into a position.
So you stop me, okay?
What he's coding.
Well,
I want to
maybe,
see what he's doing.
What it is as Shraz is observing. If you see something that isn't good, that's when Keela comes in, and that's when Keela knocks them out. That's how we'll flavor it.
Yep.
Okay.
So. Actually, it seems to be, Shraz, it seems to be one of those things where he is actively rewriting memory, but it's the memory you know, based on your computer expertise, is allocated to the Cardassian AI program.
Let's, yep. Okay, so he's allocating, changing it. Okay.
Back to the same program.
Well, that you don't know. That would require an insight in engineering at a difficulty of 3 for Mr. Shraz.
I will do this. I want to make sure.
I want to fly across this room.
Yeah, maybe it's one of those things where Keela, you're kind of like shifting and you're pushing off surfaces and just using zero grav to like move around the room, getting that optimal angle in case you got to tackle Marayak out of the way.
Yeah, I'm like prepping, ready to go.
Because it's 3, can I take a momentum?
Yeah.
Thank you. I won't be using as much. Like, I'm being more subdued with it, but and I have focuses on computers. Please, please, please.
So I tell you what, I'll let it succeed, but there will be a complication.
That's fine.
All right. Hey, you just got a momentum as well.
Thanks.
So Thank the complication is going to be that, yeah, he does seem to be on the up and up. He's erasing the Cardassian AI, but unfortunately, either because he doesn't know, or maybe he's doing it maliciously, you can't tell. He's also overwriting the navigational console. Like, more or less, it's one of those things where if he finishes what he's doing, the ship will no longer have an automated navigational system.
All right. Now I'll try to stop him. I'll try to stop him now. Hey, do you know what you're doing?
So can I go flying across the room now?
I think we established that. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Moment Shraz says that, you know, Keela comes in and tackles Marayak out of the way, and, you know, he kind of oofs, and, you know, that you don't go into, like, a ball, but, you know, he catches yourself and maybe pushes you away, so you go floating into the air. He says, well, it's this antiquated Starfleet technology. If you want me to disable the AI, I've got to get rid of the navigational stuff.
I think I'll...
Why wouldn't you say that then? Why do people just do things and not explain? Like, we're not in your head, man. Like, communication, like that's how you build good faith. How are we supposed to know? Just you start poking buttons, like, bruh, we don't know.
We kind of need the navigation. I think I'll be able to fix it after a bit. I think we'll put you away from the computer. I can see that you're trying to fix it, so I'm seeing some goodwill here.
Well, in the further interest of goodwill, I will admit that I've already had my freighter beam off about 25% of your cargo already.
Yep.
So if you're beaming everything off anyway and gonna leave us the ship, why even use this ship? Like, why not just, like, take it and go in the first place?
Ah, now see, there's the beauty of the plan. It's easy to steal supplies like a pirate or a raider, but there's a finesse, there's a masterpiece in orchestrating a way that nobody comes looking for missing supplies.
Insert maniacal laugh here.
I see what you did there. She just stares at the eye patch.
And I think, you know, that one good eye stares back at you and he says, to put it plainly then, without whatever this maniacal laughter is supposed to be, by subverting this freighter and leading it towards a black hole, Originally, it was supposed to just be a navigational accident where, oh no, one of our freighters had a malfunction and flew into a black hole. Nobody needed to know that we were going to come along and take the supplies.
But they're not yours.
And it looks around wherever you are in the room at this point. Yes, that's... I thought we covered that.
And she, like, she says that as she flies in front of him. They're not yours. That's stealing.
I'm going to best talk over the comms. Do you know, have we got any ideas of what to do?
No, I've just been trying to keep him talking, but clearly he's also a step ahead of us.
Yes.
We need to reestablish contact with our ship.
Can we do that through the suits?
I don't know.
Can we try without being spotted? Could we try without being spotted?
We can get a distraction.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you have a distraction...
And Keela's like in a ball floating behind you.
Could we set up a situation?
Shove Keela at the Cardassian.
Well, here's something I'll remind you of, because again, this is something very powerful you can do. You have 4 momentum right now, and if you spend 2 of it, you can create an advantage. And what that means is you can either inject a narrative element like, oh, yes, we can work on our suits in secret as Keela keeps him distracted, or I'm going to do X and that will help me do Y, if that makes any sense. So it's a very powerful tool you can use in situations like this to do what you guys are talking about.
Mm-hmm.
We have 4 momentum.
Could I have made a situation before he beamed on where I had rigged up the matter anti-reactor to sort of do something that looks dangerous but not dangerous?
Want to spend your 2 momentum to create that advantage? We can, yeah.
Yes, please. Yeah.
Okay.
I was thinking beforehand, thinking some sort of distraction just in case.
To borrow an old Calvin and Hobbes reference, you hold up a hot dog with a wire in it. And he thinks it's a bomb or a dead man switch, but everybody knows it's a hot dog with string in it.
Yep.
So we're spending the 2 momentum?
Yes, please.
Okay.
And now I'm going to act. Acting.
Am I distracting? What's happening?
I'm going to say distraction coming up. I have the little thing that I use to activate it, and I press the button. And then it steam and stuff comes from the warp, like the antimatter reactor, and I go, ah, crap! All right, and I rush to it, and I try to, I'm pretending to hit buttons and like pull levers and say, okay, I need you over here, quickly.
So that's going to actually distract Marak very well, which will give Solaris a chance to do something a little bit subterfuge-y if you want.
I don't know if I moved away from the communications panel. I want to try to rewire or boost a signal to our ship, or perhaps, I don't know, try to tap into another frequency.
Ah, there you go. Why don't you give me a control engineering difficulty of 3? Might want to spend momentum here for those additional die.
You said I might want to?
Yeah, because right now it's a difficulty of 3, which would mean you'd have to crit on 1 die to get the 3. So
okay,
you probably
want
to get more dice here.
Take one of them, guys?
Yeah.
Yep, definitely. Okay. Do you have a focus?
Jury rigging?
I mean, jury rigging would still fly.
It'll work well.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Cool. At the moment, I'm asking, Mark, can you hold this button down for a sec?
What was it? It was control engineering?
Mm-hmm.
Merrick, if you don't hold this button, the ship's going to explode in 5 seconds. Please, press the button.
Achilles.
All right. I'll try to figure out how do I want to adjudicate this. So Merrick is, of course, distracted. He's holding down whatever button you want him to hold down. But let's say this. Solaris, you're going to get through to the Phoenix, but you only get 5 words. Literally 5 words.
Cardassian on board, send aid.
That was great.
And you're going to get back 5 words is black hole, too close, good, and then that you don't get the rest. You just get good.
Good.
Good. Be like, good.
But at this point, okay. Merrick's like, hold on. Why am I holding down this button?
Because of this. I'm not going to hit him.
All right. Go ahead and roll me a daring into security. The difficulty is 1. But as a reminder, the more successes you get on this, the harder it is for him to resist. So you may wish to spend momentum. You may want to give me threat. You know, give yourself more dice here kind of a thing.
Can I assist?
If you tell me how.
Well, Keela would be nearby helping with the distraction. And when she sees Shraz whack this guy, she's going to kick off whatever and just like completely like full body tackle this man.
Yeah. I'll let you hold on to your own daring security. I remember you're rolling the 1.
Right. I'm going to just keep the dice. We're going to keep 1 momentum just in case.
Yes.
Momentum. All right.
No applicable forces because I am.
Yeah, I don't have any.
Actually, did I do this right? So it was what was it again?
Daring
security.
That's the one.
Daring security. 1D.
All right. That's okay. So he's going to need 3 successes here in order to succeed. I'll tell you what, to give him a supporting chance, I'm going to give him... Let's give him 2 additional dice. Let's make this interesting. And okay, this is interesting because he's only going to get 2, which means you guys are going to succeed. But there's also a complication on his part. So let's flavor it this way. And of course, you guys can move in and add flavor too as well. But what I'm picturing is as Shraz is doing kind of the Kirk punch up, it knocks Merrick into the air a little bit. And then Keela kind of comes in and slams him against a wall. And as he tries to resist and like flail back, he actually ends up catching his arm on one of the. Kind of like jutting out bits of metal that are around the warp core, just, you know, one of the levers, you know, one of the things you were using to adjust the warp core, and it tears his suit open. So now he no longer has a sealed environmental suit. And you do have him currently in your grasp, so I have to ask an important question. Do you just want to grapple him, or do you actually want to do stress damage to him? Because there's a difference there.
Grapple, just in case he wants to try to teleport away, you're attached to him. I don't know how easy it is to get, like, to separate.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so, Keela, you are locked onto this man. Like, maybe you have him in, maybe not, like, a classic chokehold, but you've got, like, you're behind him, you're holding him in place.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
Yeah. But as he kind of flails about, he goes, well played, Starfleet. That was a move worthy of a Cardassian or a Romulan. Very good. Very good. I see we're at an impasse then. What would you suggest we do?
How about you go away?
hold it for now. I'm going to quickly go to the computer and try to get this thing working again.
Okay.
So we can get away from the warp, get close to our ship.
Black hole.
The black hole.
Away from the black hole, yeah.
Away from the black hole, yeah. Go ahead and give me, because again, it's what you're doing. The computer's off. You're only under a little bit of pressure. Give me a control engineering difficulty of 2.
Why control? Oh, can I use that momentum?
Yes.
Thank you. Yay!
There's the 2 you need. So yeah, you are able to reboot the computer without the Cardassian AI being a factor. And what you're going to notice immediately is that 50% of the cargo has been beamed away. But the good news is that they haven't beamed the weapons away yet, meaning that if you really wanted to, you could put up shields and stop the transport.
Putting up shields so he can't even get transported out.
Mm.
Yep, shields are going in. And I'm
So as the lights flicker back to the computer core, as the screens flicker back on, you type in a few commands. And again, there's no physical change in the environment. But after a moment, Marak kind of deflates a little bit and says, "Again, well played. I perhaps should have come over here with guards."
Yeah, you were stupid for that.
No teasing the hostage.
Yes, sir.
All right, let's. I'm setting coordinates, and then I'm gonna say let's just go. Can we go impulse still or no?
I would say you would have thrusters if not impulse. Yeah, so yeah, you could start to move away from the black hole.
Yeah, we'll start doing that. And while that's happening, you hold him. can we actually secure him?
I have a question. Since his suit was it's no longer functional, is he floating as well, or does his magnet still work? His boots.
Let's roll a challenge dice. If I roll an effect, his boots no longer work either. Okay, his boots still work.
Okay. I was just wondering if we were both floating in the air.
Well, you're not
did
anymore.
He breathe in the gas too? Or did that?
That stopped when everything stopped.
But did it dissipate, or is it?
Oh, that's a fair point. It is still around.
Ooh.
That means.
Oh, and the computers did just kick back on.
But
tell you what, I'll roll another challenge dice. If it's an effect, he breathes in some of the gas.
Right,
he doesn't breathe any of the gas out.
Okay, let's just secure him.
Okay.
There's gravity now.
I'll come over and help secure him.
Yeah, Keela will.
Or maybe I'll take his cane so he can't get away.
Oh, Keela will
take his disruptor away at least.
Yeah, Keela will use too.
Keela will use the cane and put him in a spot where she can use the cane to block him in. And then she will instruct TM to sit in front of him, and she'll say guard.
And I'll take his Scooby-Doo
taught him.
Yeah, and I'll take his disruptor away.
And then if he tries to do anything, TM will aggressively growl because they've taught tricks.
Now we're going to reverse what we did at the start of the session, and now we're going to fix the warp core.
Excellent, I love that.
So the good news here is that it's not going to be as hard to turn it back on because you fixed the computer problem. So it's only going to be a difficulty of 2. But the complication range is going to increase to 16 to 20.
Hmm. All right. Is it still daring or not daring anymore?
It would be control engineering in this instance.
All right. Who's better at control?
Mine's 9.
8.
Mine is awesome. Wow.
Look, none of us want to be in charge. That's why we're engineers.
All right. I will then do it again.
I thought command was in charge versus control.
I don't know. We'll take control of it.
Control is how you can deal in a situation that's under control.
I can think
of is Yoda going control. You must learn control.
Yeah. All right. Who wants to, okay. All right. Keela, keep guard.
Yes, sir.
Gemma, Solaris, mm-hmm. Assist. We're going to get this warp core working.
Right. Copy that.
Control engineering. I don't have any thing. All right. That's it.
It's just I do see that complication. I do see it. Yep.
Yeah.
Jeez,
I've got Starfleet protocol still applies.
I would say it does. Yeah. Because again, you're starting up the warp core as designed.
I've got the book right here. Boom! All right,
there's the two you need. Let's see if you get anything on the assist.
So it's just one die on assist?
Just one, correct.
Yep. Do I have a focus? Are we starting something?
I think in this instance, you probably don't have a focus.
Okay, that's fine.
All right, so that actually gets you a point of momentum. So, good news first. You do get the warp core back up and running, and energy begins to restore to the rest of the ship. However, the complication is that there's going to be just this momentary blip when the matter meets the antimatter for the first time, that because it's an older model, it's actually going to negate the shielding around engineering for just a moment. And that moment is all Marok needs to beam away. So unfortunately, Marok's going to beam away. But after a moment, you have full control of your ship again.
We have a recurring villain.
How are the dilithium crystals looking?
Well, that's sort of the neutral news. Is, I mean, they're intact. They can maybe get, you know, another couple light years, but they could really use some replacement, if you know what I mean.
It's a good thing that I happened to, you know, find this, actually. It's, it'll do in a pinch. I'll have to make it work, but it's, I think it's crushed dilithium.
Where do you even find that?
You don't want to know.
Yeah.
See, now I want to know.
Don't ask. Never ask. I've asked before. I do not never want to know again. All right.
My answer will change every time, and it's up to you to decide if you believe me or not. Just probably better off not asking.
I'm going to set up a station to steer the ship just manually for a little bit just so we can get this out of place without any complications.
All right. So I'll
get to work on those crystals.
Yeah, as you install the new crystals, as you get manually. I think you're actually going to get finally a stable communication back to the Phoenix, and the captain, in her hilariously bad French accent, is going to say, "This is Captain Astier, reaching away Team One. How are you doing? Was a little touch and go there for a little bit."
It was very touch and go. Unfortunately, we have had a Cardassian encounter.
That would explain the Cardassian freighter that is flying away.
Yes, you might want to try to stop it because it's got 50% of the cargo. Fortunately, it does
again,
not have
you
any.
Say 50% of cargo?
50%
it's
of cargo.
It's literally now Russian.
You're French Russian.
we're Russian to catch up.
Their plan was to disable the shields before the black hole and take as much cargo as possible, including the weapons, which they have unfortunately missed. So we have them, and take it to their own colony.
And there's a pause. And if this were a moment in the show, we'd kind of cut back to the bridge where you'd see Asti like sitting in her chair, stroking her chin and thought, and she says,
"You say they did not take the weapons, yes?"
I'm pretty sure that yes. From what I can see, they did not.
Oh my God, what if they sent someone else on board to arm the weapons?
Well, I was wondering if that would ever occur to someone. Solaris, now that thought goes through your mind and you check, yeah, those photon torpedoes are armed. They're going to detonate in 1 minute.
Excellent. Disabling shields. Does this have a teleport system?
Yeah, can we teleport them out into...
Yep.
Hey, let me check on that with my transporter ability.
So, Solaris, I'll tell you what. If you give me a momentum and a threat, because I believe you have the one momentum, if you give me a momentum and a threat, we can say that the transporters of the cargo vessel are operational.
Take it.
Okay. So now becomes the second question I have to ask is, do you want to take anything with you? I mean, obviously, yourself, Solaris, Keela, Shraz, and TM, you're all going to beam away just fine. But did you want to take anything else from the cargo vessel before it blows up?
Oh, I just meant teleport the weapons into the black hole.
Oh, if you want to do that, that'll require a roll, but that is possible.
I'd like to try.
Okay.
Because I don't want this cargo to go to waste for a colony that could need it.
And the ship is very useful.
All right, so let me break it down, because this is something you're going to have a focus for. This is what Solaris is designed to do. So this is going to be a control engineering. The ship will assist you, and I'll do the ship assist roll because I've got the stats for it, but let me break it down. So initially it would be 2 difficulty, but your target is not on a transporter pad, so the difficulty goes up to a 3. The destination is not a transporter pad because you're beaming it out into space. That's now a difficulty of 4. And remember, you do have determination here. You may wish to spend it.
And you can use the 1 momentum still.
Well, no, the momentum in the threat is to enable the transport position to begin with.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right.
Can any of us assist? Or
if you tell me how.
Like, help me calculate
the
point in space.
Yes, I can help you calculate the point in space and get the transporters adjusted properly and stuff. I also have the transporters and replicators.
All right, so you're assisting with your own control engineering at a difficulty, or you rolling the 1 die? And
yep, yes, 1 die.
Do you want to buy dice with momentum? Do you want to use your determination?
We don't have any momentum left.
Oh, yeah, we have no momentum.
You would determination. Have to give me threat, so you can't give me threat to buy additional dice.
I still have a determination, though, right?
You do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I definitely want to use my determination.
Okay.
What value can you use for it?
Oh, God.
I know, it's always the hardest part.
Let me see what you have.
Wait, I'm confused. This isn't challenging my value. This is just
using
can I use? Okay. Can I, a variation of waste not want not, I don't want any of this product of like the remaining cargo to go to waste because it can be used for other, so I want to
preserve it.
Use that value to get rid of them. The weapons, even as I say it, I'm like,
No, trust me, I've heard many different justifications for values, and that was a middling one. I'd take it.
Okay.
I think that's valid. You don't want the rest of it to go to waste.
Yeah.
You're protecting it.
Yes.
Now that's going to start you with 2 free successes. Do you want to buy more dice with momentum or with threat, or do you want to just roll the 2 with the assist?
We need 4?
You do need 4 successes, correct.
So we have 3 dice right now that we can play around with. So we need 2 more.
Wait. It's only a difficulty of 4, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Yes, and we've got 2 spent, so we only need 2 more. And we've got me and you doing 2 dice. So we've got 3 dice that we're rolling right now.
I'm really confused. I'm sorry.
That's fine.
So, yeah.
Because I normally roll 2 dice anyway, and then using that determination gives me 3. And then if you're assisting, that's 4.
The determination doesn't give you an extra dice. It gives you 1 automatic success.
2 automatic successes.
That's where I
2,
messed up.
Yeah.
So all you need to do is get 2.
I've already given him a threat.
It would be 2 more threat to roll 3 dice here.
I think we might be okay if we roll.
Okay. Let's see, what did they say? No.
I think this is the pivotal moment. This is the important role to see whether or not you save the freighter or not.
I hate this. Okay.
There you go. That's already 5 successes for giggles. Let's see what the assist is.
All right,
so now I'll do the assist. But no, with 5 successes, you actually get momentum back. And Solaris, why don't you flavor your little victory here? Well, you know, is there anything special you do? Is the torpedoes beam away? Does it beam anywhere special? Like, give us a little bit there. I'm curious to what you have in mind.
So I, with my transporter learning and knowledge, I have gotten very skilled and using Shraz's calculations on where in space to go. I have managed to, you know, get them all in one go and calculate where they go so they make a really cool pattern. And then as they explode, it's just like, you know, those shaped fireworks that you get like a pattern or something out of it. Mm-hmm. That's what it's going to look like.
Is it going to, wait, do you want it to say anything? Like, you lose or something?
No, I don't want to be that cocky. No. It's going to be like, it's just going to be like a cool, it's going to be the shape of our Delta.
There you go.
So as they explode.
As soon as we send them out, I'll put the shields back up straight away.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah, you beam it out into space. There's that cool Starfleet Delta symbol as they explode. And after a moment, the captain comes back on and says,
"Well, I have many questions about the... I still don't know what accent this is, but we're going to roll with it. I have questions about what just happened, but let us say that good job. Good job.
Good.
Don't worry, sir. We have just as many good questions. And a few answers. A few.
And what we see, if we go to an exterior view, we sort of see the Antares-class freighter. After a moment, the Phoenix comes in from off-screen, flips around, and begins escorting it out into space. But I think that is where we'll end today's session, because it was a two-parter. I know we have time constraints, and I want to give people ample time to get where they need to go. But what did you guys think? Was that a satisfactory end and cool setup for later?
Yes.
Yeah.
We
have our arch nemesis.
So how is his name spelt?
His name is spelt M-A-R apostrophe O-C-K Maroc.
Okay. I was so wrong.
I did M-I-R-A-K.
Oh, I went M-E-R. I don't remember what else I did.
Cool. I mean, as long as you get the syllables and they sound right, you know, whatever works for you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Escaped possible recurring villain.
I just find it hilarious that, like, we're all engineers and we're, like, roped into this diplomatic conversation. It's like, this is not what we signed up for.
I've got some skill in negotiation. It's fine.
I do too, if these fit. Look. I do just not have any skills with these
followed
fists.
By Keela. That was a good moment. But yeah, before I sign off the video and we do Twitch rating and all that, what sort of mission do you guys want next? Do you want something more engineering, less diplomatic? Do you want something more science? Do you want something where you're just talking to one another for, you know, however long? You know, what sort of mission or what sort of episode do you want next time?
We did a nice big engineering / social one this time.
Engineering and social?
We did engineering / diplomatic. Maybe science, I don't know. I'm good at science too.
Do some like a little bit of hangout and get our characters to know each other a little more. Mm-hmm. And others on the ship. And then maybe like a catastrophe on the ship.
Yeah, but we're on decks. It's not our problem.
Yeah, it's a typical typical ship breaks down in space, you have to fix it kind of a thing.
Mm. And we find coffee cups, you know.
I find a person on the board who still drinks coffee, and I'm going to remove coffee.
I'm going to use my replicator skill and just take that off of the menu.
maybe some science so we can maybe try to figure out what TM is.
Or if track. That's something.
Yeah. It'd be good to meet some of the crew.
Yeah, the crew is for sure.
Chance to find some other random objects.
More chance for me to butcher God knows what accent those were, you know.
That's cool.
Listen,
I could do like 5 seconds of French, and then it goes Russian, and then it maybe gets a little bit Pennsylvanian, and it's just
maybe something's wrong with our translator. Yeah.
The frequency of the captain's voice just messes with the translator.
Yeah.
Clearly. All right. One other thing before we sign off is, if I have my notes correctly, it's the 16th we have to take off, but then we have the 23rd, or do I have that reverse?
16th is off.
Okay.
23rd is up iffy. In the air for now. I'll let you know.
Okay. So what that'll mean then, for everybody listening at home, is that we will be off on the 16th. The 23rd, we'll play it by ear. And then the 30th and the 6th, same kind of thing there. I think the 30th, we have people out. So it might be something where we just do a 2-3 week break. But don't worry, we're not going to go anywhere. We will be returning to this. But yeah, with that, I'm going to turn off for YouTube, but Twitch stick around because we're going to raid somebody.